Hello everyone, it's the 31st of March and it's going to stay the 31st of March here for another 3 minutes or so, and then we'll be into the 1st of April. And I don't know, I don't have any pranks in mind, so I think we're going to have a prank-free one this time. Anyways, I wanted to do a quick boo and first of all thank, and I don't want to forget anyone now, Mel and Claire Bland and Marie and Top Gold, Bernie. All of you have really helped me a lot with answering my questions about the education system in the UK. Gave me a lot of a better idea. I listened to everything and I read all of your comments. I liked all of them, and Bernie's one made it very clear to me because he compared, he said, like, this is what this is called in the States, and this is what, so to me it was easier to understand. But all of you, and also Karaoke to Queen 85, also, who wrote to me on Twitter, helped me. So thank you so much to all of you. And I have a much better idea of the way that the education system is in England. I was very, very, very surprised to hear how early, I think starting between 4 and 5 is very early. I mean, here in Israel and in the States, they don't start till, you know, the child is 6 and that's year 1. They have kindergarten, but yeah. But anyway, it is interesting and it is amazing how they do different things in different places. Now, what makes it even more complicated is that I understand that in Scotland, things are slightly different. Like, I think GCSEs are like in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and maybe in Scotland it's something else. So if anyone knows about Scotland, please let me know. Although I have a much better idea now. But the university that I am attending is in Scotland, so I suppose I better know. Also, thanks, Melanie, for saying that grammar school and primary school are two different things. I was sure it was the same thing. So thanks for that. So I really appreciate that. And I think university is kind of the same everywhere. I mean, most of us have 4-year degrees, but yeah, 3-year degrees, I've heard of them too. So yeah. Also, I want to comment a little bit more. Not a lot, just a couple of little comments about the whole guide dog thing and how people see it as cruelty or rudeness or whatever they want to see it if we refuse to let them, play with our dogs or talk to our dogs while they're working. And I've been told off by people, you know, that's really cruel that, you know, you won't let me talk to him. She wants me to talk to her. Of course she does. Of course she wants to be stroked, you know, but I don't want her to be stroked because right now we're waiting to cross the road. But she wanted me to. She was looking at me. Of course she was looking at you. She's a dog. and I don't always feel like I want to be representing, you know, guide dogs and guide dog handlers. Sometimes I just want to be left to go about my business and not always have to represent and educate. But sometimes when I am in the educating kind of mood and people are in the being educated kind of frame of mind, I try to compare it to, I ask the person, because I remember getting the point across one day very, very successfully, and I've been using that ever since. I said to the person who said, why can't I touch your dog while you're working? Why can't I stroke her? And they said, do you have a car? Do you drive? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, all right. Let's say you're driving and you're concentrating on the road and everything, and you have to be focused on what you're doing. I said, what if I decided to take the wheel from you while you're driving? What if I decided to put my hands on the wheel and turn you a little bit? Would that be safe? And she said, no, that would actually be very dangerous. I said, yes, exactly. So you touching my dog while I'm working her is like me touching your steering wheel. I said, at the very least, it would make you afraid that you would lose control of your car, and at most, it would actually make you lose control of your car and actually do something dangerous. So I try to compare it, if people are in a mind to listen, and I'm in a mind to talk, to taking someone's steering wheel away. And usually they react quite strongly to that because they can see it happening and they get kind of scared. They're like, oh my God. I'm like, exactly, exactly. That's kind of my point. When you distract my dog, you put me in danger, you know, because I rely on this dog for my safety as far as obstacles are concerned. Of course, she doesn't, you know, a lot of the judgment is mine, but some is hers. She's trained to make judgments as far as obstacles and my safety. What if you were stroking her and she was looking at you and there was a big flight of stairs going down in front of me and I would have no idea, or some kind of a hole or some kind of a rock or some kind of something. So that kind of seems to resonate. Not everybody wants to hear it, but people who do really kind of change their attitudes. And I think it's really great that people go and give talks at places of business, at work, places like that. I think it's really, really important to educate the public. But I also think it's a bit much to expect all of us, you know. Sometimes I know Marie said that guide dogs in the UK say that whenever you're walking with a dog, you're always representing guide dogs. And I've heard the same thing about guide dogs here, you know, guide dogs, the guide dog center. And I think that's a lot to ask us to always represent guide dogs. Sometimes, like I say, we want to be left alone. But I understand and appreciate the sentiment, and as a whole, as a general rule, that's accurate. But the thought that we always need to be the ambassadors and always need to educate, it's a bit much. Sometimes we're having a bad day, just like everyone else. And we're entitled to not have a good day, and we're entitled to not want to speak to people. And, you know, sometimes we're upset and we just want to be left alone, and we're entitled to do that. And I think when someone strokes our dog or interferes somehow with our work, with the dog, they're getting in our personal space, obviously. And they're, you know, it's like, you know, It's actually quite rude. So the way I see it, they're being rude. Anyway, those are just my thoughts, and I don't want to go on too much. I just want to thank Christian for the marching on stuff for this month. I'm sorry I wasn't as good with it as I had been with February. And thanks to Sam and Kate for starting the ABC, sorry. Oh my goodness. ABC challenge. Sounds interesting. I might do it, actually. But we'll see. Anyway, thank you again very much. Have a lovely April. And speak soon. Happy April to everyone. 15 minutes and 38 seconds. Pause recording. Button.